Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Something absolutely stunning is happening right before our very eyes. What if I told you that in just 10 days, the sitting president of the United States implemented a single strategy that completely eliminated murder from one of the most violent cities in the entire nation and brought crime down to historic lows? And what if I told you that the Democrats and the legacy media were actually furious about it? Stick me to the very end of this video because we're going to see something they said could never be done. The data is staggering. And what Trump is doing next will change American politics forever. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age all over the world that you are making possible. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. For years, we've been told that crime in blue cities is unfixable, that Chicago's 600-plus annual murders are just the cost of our freedom. Democrats have convinced millions of Americans that skyrocketing carjackings, robberies, and violent crime are simply the new normal in places like D.C., Baltimore, and New York. And in fact, we are to blame for it all. We are to blame for the violence, since violence is a result of years of social injustice and racial oppression. In fact, in every single major city in our nation today, Democrat mayors claim that criminals are the real victims, and you and I are the real criminals. But then, 2 weeks ago, something extraordinary happened. President Trump deployed thousands of National Guard troops to Washington, D.C., federalizing law enforcement, kicking out their DEI higher police chief, and ending their sanctuary city policies. Law and order became the rule of the day, and in just 10 days, something unprecedented happened. The numbers and stats are in, and they are absolutely astonishing. 83% reduction in carjackings, 46% reduction in robberies, 21% drop in car thefts, 22% decrease in overall violent crime, and as of the making of this video, there have been 11 consecutive days without a single homicide, something DC has not seen in years. These aren't projections or promises. These are results. This is real, cold, hard data from a 10, now 11-day period that shattered every Democrat talking point about crime being an inevitable part of our freedoms or too complex to solve. But here's the real genius in all of this, and it's something that political strategists are calling the midterm strategy that could indeed flip America red for the foreseeable future. Trump isn't just cleaning up D.C. He's systematically targeting 19 blue cities with the same formula. Chicago's next, followed by New York, Baltimore, and Oakland. Trump is bringing law and order to our nation's cities all across the country. It's something we've just simply never seen before. And just think about the political implications in all this. For example, Illinois is overwhelmingly Republican outside of Cook County in Chicago. If Trump eliminates Chicago's crime problem, which saw over 600 murders last year, how do you think Illinois voters are going to respond in the midterms? Despite what legacy media and the Democrats are desperately trying to convince you of, residents in D.C. are ecstatic about the deployment of the National Guard. They're freaking taking pictures and selfies with them. They're asking why this took so long. Why did they have to live in fear all these years? Finally, someone, and they frankly don't care who, but someone is finally doing what everyone knew needed to be done. Trump is Bukele-ing D.C. He's bringing the same kind of law and order to bear on D.C. as El Salvador's Nayib Bukele has brought to his nation. Bukele has led El Salvador away from being the single most violent nation on the planet, the murder capital of the world, to being the safest nation in the Western Hemisphere. And as a result, he won re-election with an astonishing 85% of the vote. And judging by how the legacy media and the Democrats are reacting, that is precisely what they fear the most about what Trump is doing. Hey gang, I'll be the first to admit that bad habits can be a struggle for anyone, your Patriot professor included. And when I hear about a good solution to solving a bad habit I know many people deal with, I can't wait to share it with my audience. What if I told you that there was an enjoyable and fun alternative to one of the most prevalent bad habits in our society? Well, that's where Fume comes in. This new flavored air device is quickly becoming the new alternative to those old choices. Well, I got something that's not only thoughtful, but also super useful thanks to today's sponsor, Fume. Whether you're helping someone build better habits or just want to give them something fun and relaxing, Fume makes an awesome gift for everyone. It's an award-winning flavored air device with phenomenal flavor, and it's a guilt-free option with non-toxic flavors like maple pepper and white cranberry and crisp mint. It's like having your favorite sweets and knowing you could feel good about it. And the best part about Fume is that it fills a void when you're trying to kick those nasty habits. And it's one more way that courageous conservatives could fight against the left and their agenda to keep Americans down. You should seriously give Fume a try. They conduct third-party studies. They have amazing quality control of their products, and they're developed with real doctors right here in the USA. Fall is right around the corner, so head to tryfume.com/Steve Turley and use code Steve Turley, all one word, to get a free Fume topper when you order a journey pack. Again, tryfume.com/Steve Turley or just scan the QR code on screen to grab yours now. The Democrat response to all of this reveals everything. Instead of celebrating the elimination of murder from D.C., they're calling it unconstitutional, a federal overreach, a crisis in our democracy. I mean, the legacy media actually, they were pushing the notion that, oh, well, crime was already going down before Trump did anything. And Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, he is literally fighting in court to prevent crime reduction in his city. Watch this borderline illiterate freeze on live television after he heard what President Trump plans to do in Chicago.
I'm going to play something else President Trump said on Friday with regard to your city.
Chicago's a mess. You have an incompetent mayor, grossly incompetent. And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
your reaction to what you just heard.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, the president of the United States of America has repeated this, you know, petulant presentation since he has assumed office. And, you know, if the reporting is actually true, what he is proposing at this point would be the most flagrant violation of our Constitution in the 21st century. The city of Chicago does not need a military occupation. That's not what we need. In fact, we've been very clear about what we need. We need to invest in people to ensure that we can build safe and affordable communities.
In other words, we, the leaders of the Democrat Party, we're just going to double down on the very same decade-long failed policies that result in 600 murders a year and a depletion in the quality of life for virtually every single Chicagoan. We're just going to double down on that. Trump wants to solve our crime problem. I, as a loyal Democrat, as your mayor, I want the crime problem to persist. Because then I can blame everything on racism and social injustice. I mean, what you just saw there was a picture-perfect example of a psychological phenomenon that political scientists call ideological capture. So when your entire political identity depends on painting America as fundamentally broken, as a failed system, successful crime reduction becomes an existential threat to your worldview. You got to get that, because this is why I believe the Democrat Party is destined for the ash heap of history. When your entire worldview is rooted in the notion that America is inherently unjust and broken and a failed racist system, you cannot implement any measures that would have any chance of succeeding, since such success would prove that the system does in fact work. Such success would in effect disprove your fundamental assumption that America is systemically broken. And our crime-ridden cities have been the Democrats' go-to talking points for how unjust and unfair and inequitable our nation is. That is, until now. Here's what Democrats fear most in all of this. They fear that their own constituencies in deep blue cities will turn on them and opt for embracing these tough-on-crime conservative policies. Democrat leaders are scared to death that their own constituents are turning to conservative policies that they see resulting in ending this mass epidemic of crime, and thus refutes everything Democrat leaders have been telling their own constituents for years. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening already in cities all across the country. San Francisco voters just approved drug screenings for welfare recipients by overwhelming margins. D.C.'s progressive city council just unanimously passed some of the strictest and harshest crime penalties in the nation for repeat offenders. And even New York deployed the National Guard to their subway systems. Even NPR is admitting that the most liberal cities in our nation are increasingly abandoning progressive crime policies when faced with citizen outrage and instead turning to far more conservative solutions. But more than that, this isn't just about crime. It's about governance competence. When residents see their neighborhoods become safe overnight through federal intervention, it raises uncomfortable questions. If this was always possible, why didn't our own politicians, our own local Democrats who we've been voting for years, why didn't they ever implement anything like this? Why do we have to wait so long? And why did it take a Republican, a mean, evil, racist Republican, to do this? You see, the psychology here is devastating for Democrat credibility. Citizens who've lived in fear for years suddenly now feel safe. and they know exactly who made it happen. Political analysts are calling this the stealth midterm strategy. So while Democrats obsess over Trump being Hitler and a dictator, and he's engaged in the worst assault on the Constitution in our nation's history, Trump is delivering tangible safety to tens of millions of Americans in blue strongholds. I mean, seriously, imagine the campaign ads. Before Trump, 600 murders in Chicago. After Trump, crime eliminated. No amount of political spin counters lived experience. It's called gaslighting, and people don't buy it anymore. Again, this is precisely why Nayib Bukele has a 90% approval rating in El Salvador. When people feel safe after years of living in fear, they feel free. And all the claims that their freedoms are being assaulted fall flat. Trump is proving that supposedly complex, systematic social problems that Democrats were claiming required the entire unjust system to be scrapped can actually be fixed in a matter of days. Just like the southern border. We didn't need new laws. We didn't need a new system. We just needed a new president. Every day, D.C. remains murder-free. Every carjacking prevented. Every family walking safely at night. It's proof that American cities do not have to be war zones. The question isn't whether this strategy will work. The data proves that already. The question is now, how many blue cities may indeed end up turning red? That is what the Democrats fear most. And the reality of that fear coming true is turning into their worst possible nightmare. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe, and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.